This is Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us. I'm Rhonda McBride. This weekend is National Faith and Blue Weekend, where law enforcement agencies and ministries come together to talk about justice, to foster mutual respect in the community. Congregations across the nation are organizing events, and Juno is taking part in a live-streamed event this Sunday. Joining us now, Pastor Terry Stage Harvey and Lieutenant Jeremy Weske with the Juno Police Department. They've been working together to put together a forum on interfaith justice. This is the very first forum that you're planning. Yeah. What made you decide that it's time to do this?
Lieutenant Erickson reached out from Juno Police Department that they had gotten information about this. He knew I was married to a police officer and wanted to know if we were interested in participating and working together on this.
So tell me about being married to a police officer, being a pastor. You must have some interesting conversations.
We do. We actually have, and including our kids. And a lot of those conversations really do revolve around, what does justice look like in a really messy world where people are complex and do some really horrible things to each other? My husband became a police officer later in life. So there are times that I appreciate that we had good grounding before the pretty horrible hours that police do tend to work. Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Well, the focus on police departments across the country is pretty intense, especially in the aftermath of George Floyd. There's been a call to defund police, require them to reinvent themselves. So, Lieutenant Weske, let me ask you where this forum fits into that.
Sure. At the Juno Police Department, our mission statement really revolves around partnering with the citizens of Juno. That includes partnering with groups who have stakes in this town, this city, where we have large groups of people who live here. And we look forward to these opportunities where we can interact, where we can get a feeling for where they're coming from, where they can get a feeling for where we're coming from. Those kinds of relationships are instrumental in getting through crises when they happen. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of stories from different departments around the country that came out right after the George Floyd incident. And one of the common denominators in communities that did well through that crisis was that the police department and different organizations in the community had open lines of communication with other groups in the past. The chief is very open to meeting with different stakeholders in the community. And this is our chance to meet with the faith organization, something that we haven't formally done, I think, even though a lot of us have those connections anyways. This is the first formal event and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, better to have those connections, don't you think, before a crisis than during?
Yeah, absolutely. The communities that did well, that thrived, are ones that had those pre-existing relationships. We could just go right to one another, have frank, open conversations, and get any issues resolved quickly instead of having to start from square one.
So, Pastor Terry, do you think that this forum will build the kind of bridges that Lieutenant Weske is talking about?
I think beautiful things happen when people gather, and especially people who don't always know each other and understand each other's perspectives, and they have a chance to listen to each other. I know the police department often sees people on their worst day, and that is not the complete picture of who a person is. And so hearing from some of the faith communities where we get to see some of the same people with a wider lens and experience. I have an emergency room nurse who volunteers at our food pantry, and it was a great chance for her to see some of the same people who she's worked with before laughing and telling stories and not on their worst day, but more of who they are as a complete person. And that changes. That changes the way that we relate to each other.
Well, Pastor Terry, you're in a unique position to know the kind of stresses that can make it very difficult for police officers to be the kind of person they want to be, because we all are never our best selves under stress. Your husband is a police officer. How does that give you insight to do this forum?
I think it not only gives me insight, but it really gives me motivation to do it. One, I realize that it is very stressful, and police do see things that are horrible that people do to each other, and it can become very painful, and it's hard sometimes to remember that people are more than that. But I want to support not only police doing their best work, but faith communities understanding that these are complex issues that folks are going into, that the police are going into. It's rarely an easy call, the use of force, or what do you do when someone is having a breakdown somewhere, and how do you intervene and keep everyone safe?
Well, Lieutenant Wesky, you grew up in Juneau, and as a young man, didn't you intern in the Juneau Police Department?
I did, yes. One summer in my high school years, I interned at the Police Department, the Records Department.
So you have a long period of observing this police department and the changes, because may I ask how old you are now?
You can ask. It's going to hurt to say it, but I'm recently turned 40.
My goodness. So you've got more than 20 years of observing this police department. And what have you seen change over those years since you were a high school intern?
You know, when I worked at the police department, I really, even though I was there, I didn't have a good understanding of what life was like for a police officer. My cousin was an officer here. I was part of the Explorer program, so I did some ride-alongs, and maybe I got a little bit better view of it then. But even that, I don't think really prepares you. One thing that I notice is that the police department has always been staffed with people who are looking out for this community and other people's self-interest. You know, the style of policing may have changed. The way that we do things now is not the way we did things 20 years ago. But I know that the hearts of those people that worked 20 years ago, but were in the same place that mine is now. And that's that we want to see the best for our community. We will do anything we can, form any bond we can, to try and continue that work.
But you must have different kinds of challenges than you had years ago that have to have new solutions.
I don't know if the problems are any different. There certainly is an increase in drug use. There's an increase in crime. Those are things that we can statistically prove are different. I think that mental health has always been an issue. It wasn't diagnosed. It wasn't talked about as much. And the same thing goes for mental health inside the police department. PTSD, things like that, those weren't talked about. And so we have a lot more tools. We have a lot more information. We're in the age of information now. And so we have a multitude of different ways that we attack these problems now that we didn't have back then. But I think the core of the issues that we saw then are the core of the issues that we see now. And that's kind of what Pastor Trey was talking about, that humanity and how we're able to see that in someone even on their worst day. So I think that still holds true now.
Well, you have to hold so much inside to be able to do your jobs, to keep your cool in very tense situations. So I imagine that a forum like this gives you a chance to let down your guard a bit and just soak in some other impressions about the community.
Yeah, I completely agree. There's nothing like being able to listen when stakes aren't high. You're not under a lot of stress, and you can gather a lot more information that way. And so getting to have these conversations when stress is low, we'll be able to have a great dialogue and get great insight into what our community thinks, what our faith community thinks about justice and about our police department. I'm looking forward to that.
Pastor Terry, how are you going to structure this?
So we have a wide range of presenters, and they each have been given 5 minutes to speak about what justice looks like in their faith tradition and in their cultural tradition, and then offer a prayer, a blessing, a scripture to kind of support that. And there will be a chance for questions, but mainly it really is a presentation of, here's what we see justice, what a just community looks like. And so like Michelle Montz is speaking, she was involved with Black Awareness Association, has been part of a variety of different churches. We have someone from the Hispanic community and a missionary for Light of the World Church, the Baha'is, the Unitarian Universalists, the Jewish community, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Orthodox community, the Catholic, an Alaska Native community. And that's not even fleshing all that out. But I think a wonderful mix of perspectives that I'm excited to hear, because I don't know what it's like to walk in someone else's shoes. And so I appreciate hearing that.
Well, that's an interesting concept that different faiths and different cultures indeed have perhaps a different concept of what justice is.
And I think it's very true just from my own conversations with people of how we pursue justice in this world and what that looks like is very different and also has some great similarities. And so to highlight those as well as the differences, I think can make for very fertile ground for how we live in community together.
And I suppose if you don't understand the cultural approach to justice, there's a lot of room for misunderstandings in the heat of battle, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is important to understand how people prioritize their lives, and especially how they view a healthy and whole life and what they're striving for in that. I think that does help us interact with each other.
Well, can you give us maybe some tangible examples of the kinds of revelations that we might have as to how different cultures and faiths perceive justice or what lens they see it through?
I don't. I would not want to be presumptive about that. I can say, one of the things that I've learned, I lived over in Angoon eons ago, and one of the things that I have learned from my friends there is that relationships are a high priority. And so however much time it takes to be in relationship with people is okay. And that's really hard for me because I have a list of here's what I'm doing today. And so accomplishing things is a high priority for me. And so being able to bring that together and be like, oh, it makes sense how you can spend 4 hours hanging out together and just hanging out when there are things to be done, because nurturing that relationship is a priority. I imagine some of the things about justice will come out too, of whether it's order or equality, or I just don't know what people will say.
So Lieutenant Weske, what observations do you have from being out in the field about how culture and race put things in a different lens for all the different people that are involved?
Everyone has different experiences in their life. Some of that is related to their culture. Some is related to their race. Some is related to interactions they've had in the past with law enforcement. One bad interaction can spoil a person's outlook for the rest of their life. And that goes for their interactions with police, and that goes for my interactions with my favorite sports teams. They screw up one time and they're failures forever. So I think that's a very common thing. And in that is often lost the other side of the coin. And that's where we hope these conversations are helpful, is that we can each see where the other is coming from. Like Pastor Terry, I wouldn't want to presume what others might say or how they might feel, but I know that over the course of your life, there are a lot of different influences.
Let me frame it this way, Lieutenant Weske. Conversely, one bad experience can lead to a chain of bad experiences, but have you seen where one good cross-cultural experience has led to a chain of good things happening?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Maybe you could give us an example, maybe without being too specific. What are some circumstances where you've seen the right response to something create a good chain of events?
Yeah, I can tell you that personally, I have had on more occasions than I can count on my hands, someone come to me and see me in a store. I'm not even working, I'm not in uniform. And they come up and they say hello, and they tell me that they interacted with me in a police setting 5 years ago. And the interaction, while not their favorite thing at the time, it was a good experience in the fact that it put them on the right path. And they come back years later to say thank you. Every officer here has had that interaction where you get to see the fruit of a good interaction. I've now worked long enough where I can see kids who I maybe worked with when I was first starting are now adults, who have a good outlook on police because when we were there, maybe dealing with their parents, the interaction was positive enough that it shifted that mindset for them for the rest of their lives. So we do see that. I wouldn't give you someone's specific example, but that is a common thing that happens. And the longer that you work here, the more of those stories that you hear. So I know that it's true that those relationships that we build bear fruit down the road.
What are you hoping to learn from this interfaith forum?
There are going to be a wide range of views on a lot of topics. And I just find it very interesting when we get to hear how someone views the world that may be different from ours, something that we maybe never thought of. And so I hope that in the course of that hour or hour and a half that I get to glean some insight into how other people view us. Because if I know that there's a perception, I can then work towards making that perception better, maybe, or maybe continue to foster that positive perception that they have. And so if you don't know, you never really know where you're going, but we just hope to learn as much as we can.
I also hope this is a springboard for the interfaith groups to continue or to pick up meeting again, because I do think when we trust each other and there is a crisis in town, that we can respond appropriately. And having regular gatherings or chances to check in and listen are extremely important for a healthy community. And I know Jeremy has a pretty full schedule, and I appreciate the chance to talk together.
So just in wrapping things up, what is it that people can expect specifically, and how can they access your virtual forum?
So there is a link to join us on the webinar, which would allow people to ask questions through the chat, or they can watch it on Facebook. I believe the JPD Facebook page. It'll be recorded and available. I think it would be great to have people on the webinar so we kind of have a sense of who's there and what questions people have. And this is a neat thing about Zoom, is that we're able to gather and do this in a way that we might not have thought of before all of this. So excited to see everyone.
One of the things in our community is that we have a growing awareness of discrimination. We had the Orange Shirt Day, in which people came forward and talked about abuse that Indigenous children received when they were attending government-run schools, like the Mayflower School, which is now in a building that's occupied by the Juno Montessori School. But many people in this community have never heard those stories. So it stands to reason that this community could stand to learn about what racism exists here. Where does the Juno Police Department stand on this? The George Floyd murder has made police departments all over the country examine the way they deal with other races. Where is the Juno Police Department in that process?
I'm not quite sure how to answer that question for you. I can tell you that race or racism has, since I started, so 15 years ago, has always been an important, I don't know if topic's the right word. There was never a moment working here where someone from leadership came and said, okay, guys, well, it's time to start thinking about race now. That's just always been how we've operated since I've been here. We treat people the same, no matter who they are, no matter what their race, what their culture. We strive to treat everyone the same, provide everyone the same service, and get everybody what they need, what they deserve. And I mean that in a good way, what they deserve. We are always trying to improve. I know that our chief has taken steps, making great effort to reach out to the community, to be as involved as we can. When right after the George Floyd incident, we had a chance to just sit down and listen. The community was able to call in and just talk to us about how they felt about the police department and our dealings with race. And I think for the most part, that conversation was actually pretty positive. There were a few people who had some issues. And I can tell you that the chief immediately got a hold of me and made sure that I checked into any incident that somebody called and talked about where they felt like they were mistreated because of their race. It's absolutely something we do not stand for and would not stand for. And so I think we are very, very aware that it can exist, whether that's in a police department or outside of the police department. we take great pride in the fact that we do not treat people differently.
Do you think that a lot of times, because we don't know each other, we have different cultures, different ways of doing things, expressing emotions, that there are times when behaviors can be taken as racist or misunderstood? And do events like this forum help bridge those misunderstandings, prevent them?
I mean, that's the hope. You hope that anytime that you get to interact with somebody, you know, we talked about it earlier, if you know someone and you understand where they're coming from, what may have seemed racist or just rude or something like that may seem different to you if you know, one, the person, or two, the reason why they're needing you to do something. So yeah, these kinds of forums, whether it's race or religion or whatever it is, we know that humans, if they communicate, if we have open lines of communication, we know that we're able to work through things better.
Pastor Terry, do you want to weigh in on that?
I think the police department has actually been way more involved in addressing racism than most churches. I mean, churches are still some of the most segregated places in our nation. And so to think about, and not purposely, there's not like a sign there, but to think about how do we know each other and be in community together. So I'm excited. I mean, I think we do that by listening and having space where we can be ourselves and gather together and ask some hard questions and listen to some hard discussions without assumptions about who people are, but meeting them where they are and hearing that out. So I appreciate a lot of the work that JPD has done addressing some of that and their openness to this forum and having this experience. So, and I appreciate our time that's in your questions.
And thank you for answering all of our questions, Pastor Terry Stage Harvey and Lieutenant Jeremy Wesky with the Juneau Police Department. And if you want to watch this forum, you can go to the Juneau Police Department Facebook page for a live stream of the event. That'll be Sunday, October 10th at 4:00 in the afternoon. And once again, thanks very much, Pastor Terry Stage Harvey and Lieutenant Jeremy Wesky.